Good morning, John.
Hi, Philip.
Thanks very much for joining me this morning. Now, first things first, I wanted to ask about empathy. It was always my idea, completely uninformed, of course, that empathy was to a degree genetically predetermined, as opposed to just being learnt. To what degree do we actually learn empathy?
Well, there is a genetic predisposition for almost every behavioral characteristic that humans have. So we are thrown into the world oriented towards this or that. Just as we have physical appearances, we have sort of psychological tendencies too. However, much of empathy is learned through experience. Much of it is learned by observing others. If we see, if as the children, we see our parents and our older siblings showing empathy toward us and toward other people, we're likely to copy that behavior and do it ourselves.
Right. And so when it comes to empathy, just how important is it as far as being a functional adult?
Well, there's evidence that it's good for lots of different things, for having relationships. It's good for getting along with, I'm talking about romantic relationships, but it's likely to help also in dealing with all sorts of other close relationships, whether it's fellow employees or children or fellow siblings, that sort of thing. Also, if you're in a health profession, there it's important for the clients to feel as if they're really understood at a deep level, an emotional level. And if they feel that, they're more likely to cooperate, which means do what they're supposed to do, either come back or take a certain medication every day or start exercising, whatever it is that's important for their health. So we're more likely to get that sort of cooperation or adherence in the health field if we show empathy and the person feels understood.
Right, and as far as developing trust with our patients and that sort of thing. Does it come much into other working environments as well then?
Well, it can. There are certain occupations where empathy may not be good for you, particularly if you have a large level of empathy. If you're a soldier, for instance, and you're a combat soldier, you don't want to have a high level because your job may be to kill other people. And you need to, just to put it frankly, you're supposed to keep killing even if you see your fellow soldiers being wounded or killed. That empathy is not going to serve your purpose well right at that time. And the same may be true in various other more common occupations, such as law enforcement, where some empathy is good, a lot of empathy may wear on a person. So it really depends on your occupation, whether it's going to help you professionally. However, in your private life, there it's pretty good. It has value for you to understand the emotions of your romantic partner and then to talk about those and talk about, ultimately that leads to talking about the relationship and what do we do about the other person's emotions. Emotions are very, very important to us.
When it comes to all of these adults, as you say, dealing with emotions is vital. And so for adults who might not have developed a great sense of empathy, how possible is it to try and teach them to be empathetic?
It is possible, and I'll put myself as an example. I was not raised to have a high level of empathy for whatever reason. Perhaps my parents didn't show it, they didn't teach it, they weren't that educated, so they didn't really have the most sophisticated parenting style. They supported us and helped us and were nice, but they didn't try to teach us those sorts of fine social skills. And so I did not see that much of it growing up. And then as I became a psychologist, I started to learn, boy, this is valuable, and it's very helpful to clients, and it's actually helpful to everyone I deal with on a close level, intimate level, if I can have some understanding of that person's emotions and bring up those emotions. And so I worked on it myself, and the hardest thing for me is actually feel the other person's emotions. But I have developed ways that I do that, and these are ways also that we train others, that if you see someone in a certain situation and the person seems to be showing some emotion, to realize what that emotion is and then to understand the emotion, think back yourself. When was I in that sort of situation that someone had criticized me or mocked me? How did I feel? Did I feel angry or hurt or anxious? And that gives me clues for how the other person's feeling, but it may also help me feel the same emotion. That's part of you want to understand it cognitively, but also if you can feel it, that's good. And then you can talk about it. And if you can say, I feel you're hurt about this, I feel it inside me too, that's a pretty deep level of understanding the other person and is likely to make or to keep a good connection.
Hmm. Right. So it's just about being quite self-aware about trying to work harder to acknowledge other people's emotion. Are there any other sort of tricks or training routines for trying to boost your empathy?
Yes, setting a goal is always a great starting place for anything, whether it's exercising or learning a new language or increasing empathy. So to want to increase empathy. And then to look at yourself, have I expressed empathy? Did I notice anybody's emotion during the whole day? I didn't notice anybody's emotion ever. Or I did, and what did I do with that? Did I talk about it? How did the person respond? So setting a goal and then paying attention to what am I doing, and is this an opportunity where I could show emotion or where I could show empathy, talking about someone else's emotion? And did I hit it right? Did the person agree? Yes, that is how I feel. And did something good happen after I made my comment about the person's emotion?
Mm. Yeah. Well, sort of an inverse question which I have for you is a lot of what we've talked about is ideas about empathy benefiting you as an individual. Now, is there any sort of evidence to the notion that wider society benefits to an adult population who have a better developed sense of empathy? Are there sort of social benefits to how functional a social group is when there's more empathy, or can too much empathy become even a hindrance in social groups?
Yes, well, the small social groups like family, and there it's easy to understand. Yes, you want everyone to understand your emotions, because when they understand that, they're less likely to get angry at you because you're not acting appropriately. They can understand where that's coming from then, and perhaps rather than having an angry exchange with you, show some support or understanding for you, some kindness towards you, which can change everything around. So at the family level, it's pretty clear how that could help. At a societal level, it has some potential because it's part of intelligence, it seems to me, or at least emotional intelligence, to understand others' emotions and be able to bring that up and deal with that right then, because emotions are so important. So the more we can do this as a society in the right circumstances, not in every circumstance. If someone's drowning in front of me, I need just enough empathy to know that person's drowning is afraid, because then I need to be careful the person doesn't drag me down. But the main thing to do is then to act physically, not to show empathy, but to save that person's life. I can show empathy later if that seems necessary, but there are times for showing empathy and then there are times for doing other things.
Mm. Yeah, well, I suppose as well, there's sort of situations where somebody has to be the loser, especially in sort of a capitalist system. Somebody always has to be the loser, so it's quite hard to have too much empathy going around and to keep on functioning.
Well, that's true in competitive sports. Also, any time where it's a zero sum, that someone wins and someone loses. And when you're playing a sport against someone, you're trying to defeat someone in tennis, that probably isn't. If your real goal is to win, having empathy for that person is not going to help you achieve that goal. You may want to have some empathy afterwards, which might lead you to be nice or gracious or something like that, and say, well, another day, we'll see what happens another day. So it's a valuable skill to be able to turn on in certain circumstances, but then to be able to step away from that and do something else depending on what our goals are.
Mm. Well, John, thanks so much for joining me to unpack this. It's sort of a fantastic thing to be talking about, and there's so much to be said about it and unpacked with it. So I really appreciate your time this morning.
It's my pleasure. Nice talking with you.